This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. How's my voice sound this morning? Pretty scratchy, huh? Yeah, I know. Well, you get what you get, because last Saturday night, after our event, Alan crashed and burned. He was in bed from Saturday night till Monday. Yes, indeed. I got struck by some type of bronchitis and nasty stuff that robbed me of my voice till Thursday. Yeah, and this is what came back. So, hey, here we are. It is what it is. If you want to hear it, well, that's good. If you don't, you have to do something else, I guess, right? What can I say? I mean, I you can hear me okay, right? It's just a little scratchy and not the normal, you know, dulcet tones that I'm used to getting out there in the airwaves. But anyway, I might do that too a little bit from time to time, but, you know, bear with me. So I would really appreciate it if you guys would run the show this morning. You listeners out there, all the folks that are tuned in. Is the live streaming working yet? Okay. I'm not sure that it is. Some people really like to listen online, and we understand that, and we didn't have it last week, so we'll find out. If anybody's listening on live stream, give us a call, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And Bethany's checking her phone. Bethany's here today, by the way. And old crotchety Brian, he's on vacation for a week or two. And Bethany's sitting here at 5 o'clock in the morning, and she looked happy as a clam to be here this morning at 5 o'clock. I bet you do. Yeah, it just kills the old social life on Friday. Anything for me. Thank you. Boy, I tell you what. Anything for a paycheck. I mean, all right. So anyway, we're at the inaugural Hunting Legacy Dinner and Benefit last Saturday. And here comes my buddy, Chuck Spoor. Not streaming? Not doing it? That's just wrong. Anyway, here comes Chuck, and with him is the one, the only, the inimitable Fran. Yes, indeed. You early morning listeners will recognize Fran's name, and she seemed to have a good time. I hope she did. We recognize the fact that Fran was there, and Fran is actually, if you'd like to hear why Fran, in my mind, is so famous, excuse me, that is because of what she called in and said a couple of weeks, well, a couple of months ago, actually, now. Go on ellisoutdoors.com, and you will see, I think it's right on the homepage. There's it says, Hunters Listen Here, or something like that. You can click on that and listen to Fran's message to the hunters back when we were trying to testify on the Sunday hunting bill for Baltimore County, and only one Baltimore County hunter showed up, and that was Alan. So there you go. Oh, John in North Carolina says live streaming is working. Okay. Well, let's talk to John. Hey, John, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Well, I talked to my brother. He had a real good time last week at your event.
Yes, he did. Seemed to.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen your brother in...
That sounded really nice.
I hadn't seen your brother in years and years and years, probably since the late 90s, and it was good to see him again. Yep, it was nice for him to show up. So, seemed like he had a good time. So,
yeah, apparently everything went really well. He said lots of food, and it was real good.
Indeed, Martin's was a great place to host that event. They're a great caterer, and For those of you who missed it, we had roast beef, carved turkey. We had steamed shrimp. We had ribs, chicken, Italian meatballs. Of course, all the vegetables, mashed potatoes, green beans, and all that stuff. Then we had all the salads and desserts and, you know, the beverages. The soda and the beer was free. So everybody seemed to have a really good time. So.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, hold on a minute there, John. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, Alan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
John was right. It was great.
Yeah, you guys are on together, so you,
oh, good.
So you can chat with each other if you like. You want to catch up? Well, you know, I'm just doing a radio show here. Go ahead and catch up. Have a conversation. Yeah,
it was terrific. The people, I got to meet Fran and Chuck.
Yep.
The people were very, very nice. Food was good and abundant. The live auctions were a lot of fun. The silent auctions had great stuff. So I hope you do it again.
How'd you like Charles Rodney, our auctioneer? He was pretty cool, wasn't he?
Oh, he was fantastic.
Yeah.
He was really great.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he was fantastic. Yeah. I've been to a lot of auctions in my life. He was as good as any.
Oh, I'll tell
Better
him you said
many.
That. I'll tell him you said that.
Yeah, he was really great.
Yeah, he wasn't screaming, and he wasn't annoying, you know, like a lot of them are. So that's good. So, John, we gave away... We gave away three muzzle loaders and a black powder pistol, which was a Pieta reproduction of a 1858 Remington new model. And we had three modern muzzle loaders there, all CVAs, as a matter of fact. The Allegheny Garrett Sportsman's Association gave us one, and we got one from CVA, and then an anonymous supporter gave us another one. And so, you know, we had, what did we have about? I don't know, seven or eight shotguns, John? I can't remember.
Huh.
I mean, Mark, I can't remember.
Yeah,
seven or eight shotguns and a bunch of rifles. So, yeah, it was all good. I mean, it was a lot. It seemed to be a lot of fun. People seemed to have a good time. So,
yeah, the trips went for big money.
Yeah, the trips were good. Trips worked out well. So, anyway, well, guys, okay, I appreciate you. Appreciate the kind words. Everything good with you, John?
Everything's going well, starting to, you know, early summer is when I start to get excited about new deer season.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. Yeah, you start seeing the does and fawns moving around together, and you know the feeding patterns are such that you can see, you know, all the deer in one bunch. You can start to see what the bucks are going to look like, and it's a pretty exciting time of year.
Yep. Yeah.
So if you're out exploring though, folks, please just be cautious out there. Watch those ticks, and especially the ticks.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the mosquitoes can be bothersome, and they can carry some nasty stuff. The chiggers are, yeah, I was complaining about bugs a couple of weeks ago, and one of my buddies says, "You didn't say anything about chiggers." I said, "Well, chiggers are nasty, but very nasty. But the ticks especially, with what's going on out there and what they're learning about tick diseases, it's horrible." So, so just be careful out there, everybody. So,
all right,
guys. Well, John, Mark,
care.
Thanks, buddy. See ya.
Yeah, it was real good to see you again after all these years.
Indeed, Mark. All right.
And
well,
by the way, your producer, what a lovely person.
Oh, I know she is. She's
couldn't
great.
Be nicer.
Yes, she's what nicer.
Yeah, I said she could not be nicer.
Could not be nicer.
She's had a lot of good producers.
I tried to get her to go to that event. I even offered to pay her to go to that event and meet the folks. And she just, no, she had some, I don't know, probably sleeping or something more important to do. Oh, yeah, I know. You know how many birthdays excuses I heard last weekend? Birthdays, ball games, weddings, you know, kids' activities. Every excuse in the world not to show up. But we had a good crowd. So.
Well, I did get to meet Fran and Chuck, and that was...
There you go. Well, I'll tell you what, good folks. So.
Yeah.
All right, guys, thank you.
Have a great one.
All right, see you guys. Bye-bye. All right. By the way, today is a free fishing day. Grab your fishing rod, grab your kids, grab your wife, grab a picnic basket, and get outside, take advantage of Maryland's excellent fishing opportunity during Free Fishing Day. Today, next Saturday, and the 4th of July. No license, no stamp, no registration is required to fish. Recreationally fish, of course. I mean, don't. You notice I didn't say, grab your gill net, grab your pots, and go fishing and crabbing for free. No. But you can go fishing today for free. Anywhere in the state. Today, next Saturday, and on July 4th. Now, while you're out there, you can participate in the Free Maryland Fishing Challenge as well. That's hosted by Maryland DNR Fishery Service. Eligible fish include all game fish from the Atlantic Ocean to the Chesapeake and all the way through the freshwater region of, you know, central and western Maryland. 67 species of fish, 5 categories, freshwater, Chesapeake Bay, which is also called the tidal, Atlantic Coast, catch and release, and even invasive species. There's also a youth division connected to the free online Maryland Youth Fishing Club, and we'll be hearing more about that in the next hour when Letha Grimes will be on to talk about the Maryland Youth Fishing Club and all the components of the fishing challenge that have to do with youngsters. So, you know, all you parents out there, we want you to listen up. You catch a fish of a notable specified size, and you receive your official angler award certificate, an invitation to the grand finale in September, where you could win a Tracker Marine boat package, an exotic fishing vacation from the World Fishing Network, Costa gear, tackle packages from Bass Pro Shop, Bill's Outdoor Center, a collectible Under Armour Heat Gear t-shirt, and even your share of $25,000 in cash prizes. And we'll talk more about that in a little bit. Fish are biting right now, everywhere. So, head out there, wherever you want to go. It's free to go today. It's free to go next Saturday. Now is not the time to stay indoors. Go fish. Official rules online, dnr2.maryland.gov/fisheries.
This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. Liner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Hey, for great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, head to Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle, Pasadena.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Start your day with Sean and Frank. Maryland's Wake Up Call. Weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone.
Yeah, that was for Mark and John, according to Bethany. She didn't want you guys to grow up to be cowboys. So Mark's a CPA and John, I don't know what John does exactly for a living, but... Anyway, let's talk to this caller right here. Her name happens to be Fran. Good morning, Fran.
Good morning, Alan. Oh, didn't I tell you I was worried about you getting burnout when I was there? Because you've got to do so much, you know. But let me tell you, I had the time of my life. I am so glad I changed my mind and came. First of all, it started off, I've never been so happy to have somebody knock, a stranger knock at my door, as when Chuck knocked at my door and I knew I was coming into your world, right?
Uh-huh.
And he knocked at the door, and there was a tan car outside, little car, I thought that was his. So anyway, when he went back outside, I went to that car. He says, no, I had to park a little further up the block. And I turned my head and saw his truck. Oh, my goodness. I started almost screaming. I says, I get the ride in that. It was one of those huge, like you call, king of the road kind of trucks. Oh, my goodness. I was so happy. My feet could not get to that truck fast enough. I get the ride in that, you know, and I know my neighbors are like, what is she doing now? Where'd this kind of truck come from, you know, in our block, you know? And I get to the truck, and then it had like one of those running board things.
Yep.
You know? And you can step on it, and then you can sit down, swing your legs in like a lady. I was so happy. So anyway, and Charles walked me down, Chuck walked me down. I said, who she thinks she is, right? So we get down to the corner. And I'm just waving, you know, Charles, goodbye, 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 you know, and he's giving me some hand gestures as well. He was like pointing, you better watch yourself today. So anyway, we rode in that, and that was exciting. And then we got to the place, you know, and then I went into the room to our table. But I'll tell you something. I told one of the ladies that I was talking to, because people came over and started talking and introducing themselves to me. I really felt good. I mean, it was so nice. Well, let me tell you, if I thought that you inspired me and changed my life, your people, man, I got there. You guys pledged the flag. There was no protest.
No, there wasn't.
You had a word of prayer that you prayed. I didn't know you could pray like that, Alan.
Oh, thank you.
Bless your heart. He prayed right from the heart. It was no book prayer number 74, you know. He prayed right from the heart on his own, you know. I was impressed again. And then you recognized the veterans. I said, wow, I thought the Americans had left town or something. I said, they're right up the road. I had such a great time. Chuck was a perfect gentleman. He was so kind to me and your people and everything. And then I got to see you face to face. And that was great.
Sorry for the disappointment.
Oh, no, it wasn't disappointment. You've got pretty blue eyes. But anyway, and so it was just so nice.
Are you ladies out there listening?
Yeah, he does. He does. He got that little mischievous look, too, in this thing. But anyway, it was so nice. And then I was kind of sad when it was time to leave. I knew I was coming back to my world. Well, I'll tell you what. Seeing your people and the quietness. There wasn't one gunshot. There wasn't a police car, ambulance.
Yeah, that's too bad. We were hoping for a couple of gunshots.
I was, like, so impressed. Anyway, and I came in. I sat down, and my husband said to me, so how did it go? I says, I'll tell you what. I said, we should have done something years ago. And, you know, I'm not going to quote scriptures like that other guy that got them all twisted, but there's some things in the Bible I know that it says. And one of the things is this. There comes a time when you may live in a place where you know you're not a part of them, you're not like them, and it tells you to come out from among them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to come out from among them. I don't belong here. And, you know, it says shake the dust from your shoes and all that. I'm going to shake the dust. And I'll tell them, I'm giving you notice. I'm leaving. He says, say what? I said, I found some Americans. I found, it's not really gone. It's a lot of people. It's right up the road between here and Pennsylvania. I said, and I'm telling you right now, I have to get out of here. And I can't stay no longer. We put it off way too long. And you coming with me? Oh, I'm leaving without you. But I'm not staying here no more. I'm going to start looking for some place to live. That's how much you and your people have influenced me. And You gave me hope when I saw well-behaved. I didn't see anybody's underwear. I mean, it was like another world. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Seriously. And look, when you said free beer, I got a little nervous. I said, oh, Lord. Because see where I come from, the world I'm in, you to give them free beer, I would have to sit by the exit door because I know there's going to be trouble. But everybody was so well-behaved. And even with the raffles, you know, if somebody won a raffle, people applauded for that person. Well, I live in, if some of the people that bought tickets didn't win, the profanity and the threats, because you know what they would have told people? Yeah, you won it, but let's see if you can make it to the car. You know, I mean, that's the kind of crazy world I live in. It was so nice and refreshing. I said, I can't stay here no longer. I said, I am serious. So the next day he says, whatever you want to do, I'll go along with it. I said, I got to get out of here. So, I mean, that's how much of an influence. I came home, I have a little diary sometimes I write in. I was 8 pages writing in my diary. I was just writing everything I could remember. I'm serious, about 8 pages, because I don't want to forget one moment of that day.
How'd you like our auctioneer?
Oh, he was great. He's the rabbit guy.
Yeah, Charles Rodney.
He gave me his card, you know.
Yeah, he's
and
a good
I
man.
Said, oh, I'll go rabbit hunting with him, you know.
Sure.
You know, I'm going to try that once. But I said, no, I said, that's cute and all, and the birds and all that. I want to try that. I said, but I said, I got to prove to Alan, I got, you know what I want to go after. And I said, I'm going to build up to that. And then I will really be one of the gang. And the next day, I was so into your world, right? I put the orange cap on that Chuck got me.
Oh, yeah.
And I told Chuck, I said, what do you want to do? I said, I want to watch some movies. And he says, well, what movies do you want to watch? I said, Smokey and the Bandits. We pulled out all the Smokey and the Bandits, and I start watching them. I had the orange cap on, and you know how they play that music, and I'm rocking back and forth. And my husband says, I lost my wife. She's gone. She's gone stone country, down the swamps and everything. I don't know who she is anymore.
Oh, that's wonderful,
so,
friend.
I had one great time.
Oh, good. Now, see, ladies and gentlemen, I invited Fran months ago to this event. But apparently, I wasn't influential enough until Chuck called Fran out on this radio show and said, pretty much, put your money where your mouth is, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. And she said, okay. And we had a great time. We did have a good time. It was a fun time at that event. I wasn't. Fran, I was about 60% of what I normally will do as a master of ceremonies on that. I'm the guy that runs around and talks to everybody. I'm telling you, when that event was over, Alan went home and went to bed. Nothing got unloaded.
Uh-huh.
I got out of the truck. I boarded the dog. I got out of the truck. I went in the house. I didn't eat anything. I went right to bed. I was done. And I didn't get out of bed till Tuesday and do anything.
I told you when I was there, I said, Alan, I'm really worried about
mm-hmm.
you. You're doing so much, you know. I'm worried about you getting burnout. Oh, I'm good.
Yeah, it was an exhausting week, and I'd felt myself getting sick, like a cold or something
mm-hmm.
earlier in the week, and it all struck me on Saturday night, and the bronchitis hit, everything just came on, and thank goodness I had a Z-Pack at home and was able mm-hmm. to take that all week without going to the doctors, and it worked out well. So the only remnants I have as far as, that is this little click in my voice. So,
mm-hmm.
But, Fran, listen,
yeah.
It was a sheer joy having you to come to our event. You wouldn't get up and say anything, but we were able to embarrass you pretty well.
Yes, thank you.
Uh-huh, my pleasure. And you know, we are red. I think we're probably the last stronghold, Fran. That's why this lifestyle and this heritage, this legacy is so important to me. You know, I'm sorry I didn't introduce you to my daughter, my son-in-law, and my grandson. They were all there too,
uh-huh.
And I was just overwhelmed with everything. But
right.
You know, trying to. I was pulled in about 50 different directions, as you could tell. But I tell you, this is an important part of America. What America stands for in the country. And, excuse me, the people who hunt and own firearms are some of the last remaining people in this country that know what this country is all about.
Well, I tell you, they get a bad rap because people have this image, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you, they were the most well-behaved, well-disciplined. They showed respect for themselves. They showed respect for everybody else. It was like, my goodness, have I gone back in time?
Fran, we had contractors there. We had home builders there. We had people who were accountants, people that owned businesses. We had people there from all strata. We had financial consultants there. We had some people there that were just, in this world. Hunting is not their profession. It's not their vocation. It's their avocation. And, you know, these people understand what it takes to preserve this privilege and this lifestyle. And they understand what the Hunting Coalition is all about. Mm-hmm. That strata of the Hunting Society, we had a couple of attorneys there. That strata from that part of this world, this hunting world, gets what the coalition does, and that's why they were there in force, because they understand that the laws and the regulations are promulgated in Annapolis, in the General Assembly,
right,
in the Department of Natural Resources, you know, there in Annapolis, both within a couple of blocks of each other, those two buildings, and those are the rules and those are the laws that affect all the rest of us. Now we need to use, like, this vehicle, this program, and you and others to get that message and understand that what happens there,
oh yeah,
which is affected by the coalition, affects their world wherever they might be, on the Eastern Shore, in Southern Maryland, Western Maryland, Central Maryland, Upper Eastern Shore, you know, Lower East, wherever you hunt elsewhere. All the action takes place in Annapolis, and that's what the coalition's
right.
about.
Right. So. I was telling someone there on Saturday, I said, the law is where it's at. That's where the fight is. It is more powerful than any gun you could ever load.
Yep.
That law, what is written, and that law, and enforcing it, carrying it out, changing it, whatever needs to be done, that's where the fight is.
Exactly. All right.
All right.
Fran, thanks for your kind words again. And I don't know that... I'm responsible for changing your life. You're responsible for changing your life. I just showed you the path.
Yeah, but you were there, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I changed that dial that day on the radio. And I told him, I said, I'm going to stay with this guy. I hear what he's talking about. And I've been there ever since.
I knew it. All right.
All right.
Thanks, dear. Have
right.
a good one.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. What do you think of that deal, huh? Pretty cool. Pretty cool. All right. Fran is a lady, I will tell you. She looked so nice. She was all dressed up. She came in and, you know, Chuck was grinning like a Cheshire cat. He was having a good time, too. So it was all good. All right. What should we do here now? Let's see. Oh, the live streaming. It's working. I got a couple emails, you know, and I guess you got a call or two, but... You had the old app, so you got to upload the new app, right? What is the new app? Yeah, go on the mic. So if you want to listen to the WCBM radio live streaming, this show or any other show, you could do so on your phone or on your computer.
Yeah, it's Aircast, Alan.
Okay.
You can just go and what I did is go in the App Store, look up WCBM 680, and just looked it up, and it's right there. It's
okay.
New and fresh looking and everything.
Okay.
It's really cool looking.
Okay.
Honestly. Yeah.
Okay. So Aircast, and go to WCBM.com and download the app. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you can do that too. That would be easier. Or if you have your app store, just look up WCBM 680.
Yeah. What? Now that on a Apple. Do you have an Apple phone or?
I have an iPhone, yeah.
You have an iPhone.
So
okay.
If you have an iPhone, you can look it up that way. I don't know about the other phones. You could always go to the website.
Well, the other phone would be the Google Play Store is what that's called.
Oh, yeah. Then you can go there probably and just look it up and check
it
there. Yeah.
Aircast. Okay.
Yep.
Thanks, Bethany.
No problem.
All righty. Hey, I stopped down to see my buddy Bill Merkel down at NBS Seafood yesterday, and we had a good time. He's at 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie, right beside Jim Donny RV. He's stocked with live, wild-caught Louisiana jumbo crawfish. And to go along with that, if you want to have a a Cajun crawfish boil, well, you got andouille sausage. He's got gator sausage, gator tail meat, live Louisiana crabs. There's some Maryland crabs coming in now. He did tell me about one crabber went out. And this weather this week just killed the crabs. I mean, didn't literally kill them, but it killed the catching of the crabs. It slowed it down considerably. Told me about one crabber that worked 700 pots yesterday for a bushel of crabs. That's bad. Anyway, Maryland crabs are there. Wild-caught white perch, jumbo Gulf shrimp, scallops, fresh crab meat, other seafood too. Black Angus steaks. What are they called? Pasture raised chickens with everything, you know, all natural. He's got those too. And I know the guy that grows them too, so it's all good. So if you need chicken, you need Black Angus steaks and seafood, he's got all that and got seasonings to go with it too. So stop by NBS Seafood. You can give them a call at 410-271-3202. Thursday, Fridays, and Mondays, 2 to 7. Saturday, 10 to 7. Sunday, noon to 5. NBS will accept your Visa, your MasterCard, EBT, and yes, cash. Any questions, please call 410-271-3202 for NBS. That's Noble Stuff Seafood. And you'll be glad you did.
Rain showers and thunderstorms in our Saturday afternoon forecast. About a 60% chance of storms here to kick off the weekend. Our overnight low down to 60 degrees. Cold front comes in Saturday afternoon, touching off thunderstorms to Baltimore, high of 79. Showers early Saturday night, low of 58. Sunday, sunshine, 77. And more thunderstorms Monday, Tuesday, with high temps in the mid-80s, lows in the 60s. Could see some 90-degree-plus days. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Hey, I was down at Clyde's the other day, too. Picked up a spinning reel I dropped off to have it cleaned and refurbed a little bit. And it was an old one. It was one I found in a box or a barn or a sale or something. And it was in a barn. Cleaned it up. Everything works great. You know, I could actually use it if I wanted to, but I probably won't. It'll go in my spinning reel collection. It was an old Mitchell, I think a 302, an old saltwater reel with the, yeah. And anyway, so I said all that to say this. Clyde Sport Shop will repair your reels. We'll get them in beautiful shape for you, clean them up nice, put fresh line on them, get you ready to fish. And, you know, if you do want to buy a fishing license after the free fishing day today, Clyde's has all the licenses that you need. Now, if you're going fishing, a complete selection of live bait is available at Clyde Sports Shop. Not only do they have the live bait, they've got the advice, and they've got the free fishing hotline. And that hotline is 410-242-6108. That's a local, I'm sorry, that's a regular number. Let me get their fishing hotline number. 410-247-3474. That's a 24-hour fishing hotline. 410-247-FISH. Is how you remember that at Clyde Sports Shop. And you can go in there, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. You can get all the fishing supplies, the crabbing supplies, the bait, the tackle for any type of fishing you want to do. Rods and reels, rod and reel repair, you name it, they've got it at Clyde Sports Shop. 410-242-6108. Website is ClydeSports.com.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, new location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800.
Stay connected. Listen on AM 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
New frequency detected.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You cry all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Cry all the time.
So, Bethany, do you know the significance of this song? No, she doesn't. She's no clue. Elvis Presley debuted in 1958, I believe, on the Milton Berle Show this week with that song. Yeah, and he did his wiggle routine and got thousands of complaints from angry mothers and fathers who tuned in to watch, and he did. So the next time he appeared, he had to wear a tuxedo next time he was on TV because they didn't want it. All those tight jeans and those hips, you know. Yeah, well, let's not talk about Miley Cyrus or anything else. Hey, Chuck, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good, man. What's going on?
Not too much. Just want to add my voice to thank you for the great job you did last week.
Well, it was a lot of work, but it was a lot of fun too, and it paid off. I mean, the coalition now is able to catch up, and you know, go forward a little bit. We have a little bit of funding that we can do some stuff with now, and plan for the next event. So, here's an idea, and I'll toss this out to you, and I'll toss it out to Fran, and I'll toss it out to Mark and John. I would like to be able to develop with the directors some type of a portable fundraiser that we could wouldn't have to have a crowd like we had. I mean, I'd still like to do an annual event, maybe there again. I don't know, but I'd like to have a smaller type, organized portable event that we could take from Southern Maryland to the Lower Shore to the Upper Shore to, you know, suburban Washington to Western Maryland to far Western Maryland. You know what I mean? Where we could put together an organized deal that says, we're coming on this weekend, we're going to be there Saturday, we invite people to this venue, and here's what we're going to do. It's something that we could move from place to place. And give that some thought, will you?
Okay.
I'm talking about something like a crab feast or a pig, you know, pig roast or something like that. And then around that, whatever we're going to feed people, come up with some type of a fundraising, fundraising event that people would want to attend.
Right.
You know, and look, everybody seemed to have a great time. I want to have a good time. I don't want to be this. I don't want to be just pounding on people for money. I want to be able to just, you know, like everybody did there the other day, just meet each other and have fun and talk and, you know, enjoy each other's company and celebrate our hunting lifestyle, traditions, heritage, whatever you want to call it, and do that on a regional basis. What do you think about that?
That'd be a good idea.
Yeah, I think so. So, you know, we roll into Cumberland and say, hey, guys, here's where we're going to meet. You know, bring your wife, bring your kids. We're going to charge a ticket at the gate, but you're going to be able to win great prizes and have a good meal. I'm just thinking, you know, just help me out with that. And all of our listeners can email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. But, you know, I don't know. You know, pig picking is always good. A crab feast is always good. Maybe we could adapt the food to the region or something like that, or find some local providers, you know, that would be willing to work with us. So,
right.
Yeah. Right. And so the food was good, Chuck?
Oh, yes, it was definitely good.
Yeah, the people at I can't say enough about the people at Martin's in Westminster. I'll tell you, they were highly professional. They followed up with me on a phone call later. Hey, how'd everything go? You know, that type of thing. So, yeah, we were pretty happy. So
right. And every time I finished a plate, I'd be thinking about getting back up to get some more, and they come take away the old dishes. And
you turn your head and everything's gone.
Right. Yeah, but I didn't have to worry about cleaning up after myself.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And want to also thank you once again for the interview that you had with Dr. John last week.
Oh, good.
ECBA, he enjoyed it.
Good. Yep. The physically challenged bow hunters of America. So, good.
Yeah.
Yep. Very nice, Chuck. Well, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about what we can do together. Maybe we can help each other. We'll see.
That sounds good. Yeah, I do want to talk to you about something anyway. So.
Okay. Cool. Well, you can call me after the show, or I'll call you.
Yeah, I figured it would take you till about today to recover, so I didn't bother you all week.
Let me tell you something. I appreciate that because I was down and out I didn't get out of the house till Tuesday. And then it was, a couple hours and back and just pretty much rested all week. I didn't have much of a voice until Thursday. So,
plus, it wears your body down that much, all the stuff you were doing.
Oh, you people have no idea what happened on Friday. I mean, Friday, the day before, that was one of the longest, toughest days I ever had. So,
well, I saw you Friday. So,
yeah, you did. How'd I look? Pretty worn out, huh?
Yeah. But hey, Josh was a good guy. Man, he was really hustling.
Oh, well, no kidding. Yeah, I know. Josh Rockwell, our director, he's a superstar when it comes to organizing things like that. And another shout out goes to Barry Harden. Barry did the programs and everything on pretty short notice. Barry keeps our website updated. He keeps our online store updated. You know, he took all the dinner stuff off as soon as it was over. He changed the store so people weren't, if they wanted to make a contribution, they weren't buying tickets and, you know, that type of thing. So it all worked out well. And folks have been helping us a little bit since the event. You just go online to mdhuntingcoalition.org. And you can find the online store there if you want to benefit the Maryland Hunting Coalition. And people are sending in $20-$25. That all makes the world go around, I'll tell you what. So I'm just happy with the way things turned out, Chuck. We had a wonderful day. Very few glitches. I mean, a little delay there at the front door coming in, and that was kind of my fault, but I'll take the blame for any of the shortfalls, and I'll give the credit to everybody that helped all the way through.
And everybody did a good job.
They did. Everybody did a great job. So it was nice to see people like Sean Mann there, and Wildlife Director Paul Petito was there and gave a little message. And the folks that have been around since the beginning. Wendy Donahue was there. Wendy's been involved in this battle for years. And folks like Terry Crawford, who did the handcrafted bag, he was there. A lot of organizations that purchased tables, Maryland Waterfowlers, Maryland Bow Hunters, Quality Deer Management Association in Maryland, Maryland Fur Trappers Incorporated were there. They bought a table. Baltimore Game and Fish, Mayberry Game Protective Association. So, there were, and the sponsors, I'll give a shout out to them here in a minute, but it was just, I just can't say enough about the whole deal and everybody's support. So
great.
It was very nice. And thank you for driving to Baltimore and picking up Fran and bringing her to the deal.
No thanks needed. It was a pleasurable time. I had a nice drive out and a nice drive back. So,
well, I think she's looking at changing her life somehow. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, Chuck.
Talk to you later.
See you, buddy. Thanks. Bye bye. There goes Chuck. All right. What do I have to talk about? Maryland Fishing Challenge, right? Okay. Let me find the information that I was going to do before and have simply lost it. Not to worry. It's right here. I could do that one, but I want to talk about the cash. That's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the $25,000 that's up for grabs in the Maryland Fishing Challenge. You know, here's how it's going to work. There it is. I've been talking about the Maryland Fishing Challenge for years, and you know, at this time of year, we usually talk about Diamond Jim and all that stuff. Well, Diamond Jim has retired, but wow, that was a big sneeze that you folks didn't hear. The $25,000 reward that went for Diamond Jim wasn't one of these like hole-in-one insurance policies. That was $25,000. It was always built into the budget for Diamond Jim. Well, now it's still built into the budget. And here's how it's going to work. Guaranteed prizes, cash prizes of $25,000. You know, there's three regions. There's the non-title freshwater, there's the Chesapeake Bay title, and then there's the Atlantic. $6,000 is going to be divvied up in each of those regions, and somebody's going to win some serious cash just for catching a fish, just for getting an angler award, okay? That's $18,000. Then there's a Master Angler Award. If you catch an award-sized fish in each of the regions, you catch a Angler Award fish in Fresh, Tidal, and Atlantic, you're entered into a drawing automatically for $2,000 in cash. And then if you do catch an Angler Award fish or are invited to the grand finale, your ticket's in the basket for $5,000 in random cash drawings at the Maryland Fishing Challenge finale event. And it's not going to be just one winner. They're going to start at maybe $250 and work their way up. So if you also in invasive species like a flathead catfish, a blue catfish, or a snakehead, you catch and keep an invasive species of any size, you qualify for a special prize drawing. So there you go. That's it. Maryland Fishing Challenge. It's called the Maryland Fishing Challenge, www.dnr.maryland.gov/fisheries. You'll find it right there.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
This week on Fox News Sunday, you'll hear interviews with the top newsmakers of the week and an analysis of the top news stories by our distinguished panel of political experts. This is Chris Wallace. Join me this Sunday at 5 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Step right in. Come on in. If you'd like to take the grand tour of a lonely house that once was home, sweet home. I have nothing here to sell you, just some things that I will tell you. Some things I know will chill you to the bone.
Little old George Jones there. All right. Don't play that song anymore. That's too sad for this show. No. No, the Grand Tour has Nothing to do with that. No, it's about a guy whose wife left him and he's taking a tour around the house. Now you know. Y'all better learn your old country music, y'all. Let's talk to Lisa. Oh, Lisa's on the line. Okay, tell Lisa to hang in there and we'll be good. Letha. It's L-E-T-H-A. Letha. Letha, yes. So let's give a little shout-out here to our sponsors for the inaugural Hunting Legacy Dinner and Benefit from the Maryland Hunting Coalition last weekend. Quality Built Homes is a platinum sponsor out of Prince Frederick, Maryland. Dale Gertz is the director. He's the owner. Ed Hallen, Edward B. Hallen Incorporated in Dunkirk. Hallen Companies is another platinum sponsor, and we appreciate their guys that showing up to support the event. Battery Warehouse. Brittany and Randy Nichols, you know, our sponsor here. 10 locations at BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com. Your Kubota dealer, Frederick, Westminster, and Gaithersburg. Frederick Equipment, Westminster Equipment, Gaithersburg. They actually brought a camo Kubota inside the building. It was pretty cool. The Buck Bomb, BuckBomb.com. Rick Schmidt, another advisor to the Maryland Hunting Coalition. Sean Mann Outdoors. Sean Mann's a director. www.seanmann. Hall Company Accountants. Don Hall does the accounting for the Maryland Hunting Coalition. And him and his wife are both big hunters. And Maryland Ducks Unlimited, courtesy of George Nitzel. Those were the gold sponsors, and we thank those folks. Silver sponsors included WW Tire and Auto Service and Hollingsworth LLP in Washington, D.C. law firm. WW Tire and Auto Service, of course, in Finksburg, our sponsor here. Our bronze sponsors included Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry, FHFH.org. Wayne's Custom Creations Paint and Airbrush Shop in Fulton, Maryland, and Bowhunter's Den in Finksburg. Their new location at the intersection of 91 and 32. So we have an entire list of donors and benefactors that was in the show program, and we have copies of that. If anybody'd like to have one of those, we're showing those to the sponsors as we go along. Thank you for attending, everybody that was there from the Outdoors and Radio Show. And you missed a great event if you didn't make it. But the Hunting Coalition is still out there, still doing what it's doing, still needs your support every single day. We are working with the Wildlife and Heritage Service. We're working with the Legislative Sportsman's Caucus in Annapolis and safeguarding hunting, trapping, and our right to keep and bear arms here in Maryland. So there you go. MDHuntingCoalition.org, MDHuntingCoalition.org. If you need to reach me, Ellis at EllisOutdoors.com. Go to the website, EllisOutdoors.com. And the new WCBM app is up and running for live streaming of this show and others. The podcast, I think, I haven't checked it lately, but I think they're pretty much up to date. So there you go. That's all the information you need. Oh, yeah, like us on Facebook, too. Maryland Hunt Coalition, the Outdoorsman, all that. Get out, stay out, stay safe.
Connected with stimulating talk and breaking news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore and WCBM.com.